The success of our society proves that our system works, but maybe we forgot to teach our young folks that wealth is achieved by helping people to get what they want. So, if no one has yet taught you how the game is played in the big leagues, well, guess what? Now, it's your turn. Here's our rallying cry. There's a billionaire locked inside you. The key to freedom is information. The kind of information you find here on the Money Man Report. Now, here's today's host. Here's the Money Man. Here's Dan Frischberg.
Today I want to talk about why some people become very rich owning businesses and as investors, and everybody else doesn't. People who don't become rich actually think that everybody that gets rich is born rich, but most of them made their own money. And I'm going to tell you how today. Now, knowing how they do it is going to be the beginning, but for you to actually learn how to do it, it's going to take a little more. But the first thing I want you to do is to understand how people get rich. And this is in particular for you if you're working very hard and you're saving and you're putting away a little money and you're putting it into all the things people tell you and you're not really getting anywhere. You've been doing this for 20, 30 years. You have a little money. And it looks like maybe when you're 80, you'll have a little leisure to play golf. That is not how we do it in America. That's not how people get rich. So I want to tell you a couple of stories about some people who weren't rich, but they were smart. And they became rich because they understood how to do business. Mostly they understood acquisition. So the first thing I want to tell you is about the Texas oil boom. And it has created a lot of very, very rich people. But they didn't make the money because they were a wildcatter or because they worked hard. This is a myth. They made the money because they were smart. So now we're starting out around 1870, 1880. There was a guy named Slaughter. He was an amateur geologist. And this was the time when steam engines and electric motors started to be around. And people were very excited about it. And so, of course, oil and gas became more valuable because they were running these vehicles. This guy Slaughter was an amateur geologist, and he saw bubbles in the San Jacinto River. That's in Humble, Texas, up north of Houston. So he saw these bubbles, and he thought this must mean that there's oil under there. But here was his problem. He was afraid to tell people with money. He didn't have the money to drill or to make a deal. And he was afraid to tell the people that had money because he figured if I tell them where the oil is, what do they need me for? And so he struggled for all those years, and he never got anything done. Now, a very smart kid from Austin came over, happened to be there in Humble. Here's what happened. There was a big find of oil in Beaumont, Texas, in a salt dome. And you see all these gushers from right at the beginning of the 20th century, these big gushers in Beaumont. And these were the first big oil find, and it became very famous. Well, there was a salt dome very similar to the one in Beaumont up there in Humble. And this is right around the place where Slaughter had seen the bubbles coming out. So this kid was there, and he saw that there was a salt dome there, and he realized that this is going to be the opportunity. Now, he didn't have the money, and land there in Humble had used to be $16 an acre. Now it was $250 an acre because it was around that salt dome and people were getting so rich in Beaumont. So what this kid did was he had an idea of how to do business. He didn't have a lot of money, but he was smart. So he went to the guys, that people that already owned the land around that salt dome where the oil would be. And he made deals with them. He said, I'm starting a drilling company. And we're going to drill. And what I want from you is I'm going to pay you a little bit of money for the exclusive right to drill on your land. And I'm going to give you 30% of the company, of the drilling company. So if we find the oil, you're going to be very rich because I'm going to give you 30% of that company. What he got was a unique option to drill on that land, the exclusive right to drill on that land. And armed with that, he went around and he found people that could invest, that had the money to invest in the drilling company, because that company had the exclusive right. And he retained an option on that drilling company as well. So here's what happened. They found oil. He owned a big piece of the drilling company, made a fortune, and the people with the land also made a fortune because they owned pieces of the drilling company. But he converted that little bit of money that he traded for the oil, for the right, he traded it for the option, for the right, the exclusive right to drill on that property. This kept everybody else off, and it made it possible for him to raise the money and make himself rich. Now, even smarter was a guy named Hunt, H.L. Hunt, and he was up in Fort Worth. He heard about this. He didn't really have any money either. Now, you've heard of him because he's one of the richest guys in the world, and his grandchildren tried to corner the silver market back in 1980. His family's been one of the richest families in the world for all this time. Hunt heard about this. And he had a little bit of poker winnings, and he went all over East Texas, and he did the same thing. He took options to drill on land everywhere. Some of it had oil, some of it didn't have oil, but he had these options, and he traded the people who owned the land for a third of the drilling company that would drill on that land. So they gave him the option to drill on the land. He was able to raise the money to drill all over the place, and he became one of the richest people in the world by doing that. He converted that little bit of poker winnings into billions. He did it by options. Not the kind of options that they try to get you to do on TD Ameritrade. Not the kind of options that these teenagers are doing where they're trying to guess what's going to happen next week, and they're buying 1 month options and 3 month options. These were multi-year permanent options that he was going to be able to do that. He didn't run out of time. He had the right to drill exclusively, and that converted a little bit of money into making him the richest guy in the world. Now, in the next video, I'm going to tell you another story like this, using similar techniques, and you may get the idea, as I did, that this is the way people get rich in the stock market.
This has been Now It's Your Turn with the Money Man, Dan Frischberg. If today's program piqued your interest, there's a video link and QR code on this page for a free workshop that'll teach you a lot more. Or you can find it on Dan's website. Just look for themoneyman.com/golden rule investing. That's themoneyman.com/golden rule investing. Now, if you're only hearing the audio, everybody agrees it's much more exciting and easier to follow on video. There's nothing to it. Just go to YouTube and type in The Money Man Report. You'll see the QR code and the link right there for that free workshop. And by the way, if you subscribe, you'll be personally notified every time we produce a new video. So we'll see you next time. If you missed anything, all this info resides in one place where Dan Frischberg lives. The address is themoneyman.com. It's all one word, themoneyman.com.